Well, we've just got the new show in. And they're going to be introducing themselves in about 2 seconds. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Welcome, welcome to Metal World Monday. You're live. It's 8:04 in the morning, listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. I'm here with a few guests of mine. We're going to get you on the board in just a second. We've got a lot to talk about. It's season 4. We're really excited to be here, but we've got lots of things to talk about. We have 2 seniors, 1 junior. Really getting it going for our last lap around the track. So I'm going to play it, and we're going to get into it in just a second.
Down below his knee. Hold you in his
to Metal World Monday. It's all sorted out now. We're here to take care of you. Is it Monday yet? We can finally answer yes. So happy to be here starting our week together. Obviously, I'm Metal World Pete. You're listening to Metal World Monday. Reedy Cohen in the building. Reed, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, Reedy Cohen. Pete's best friend.
Best friend.
Born and raised in New York City.
Heard of
and the one and only. Love it. Can't live without it.
We're going to be talking a lot about New York City and Reed's opinions on everything and how they were completely unshaped by his upbringing in said city. Arielle Stern, representing the Midwest, thank goodness.
Of course.
Longtime friend of the show. Maybe he gets upgraded to co-host status this year. I don't know.
Reed looks hurt.
That was unshaped by my upbringing.
Reed, you'll get in the mix eventually. You just haven't put in the man hours necessary.
And I have. The woman hours.
That's exactly right.
But
so
I do feel that I also put in a lot of woman hours. Yes. You guys were not maybe paying attention that
we'll
one time.
We'll dive into that later.
This season, maybe we'll leave it to the fans and the callers if you think Reed deserves to be a co-host. You can listen in every 8 a.m. That's our new time slot. We're finally back on a Monday. No more Metal World Monday live on a Wednesday. although those were great shows. If you're new to the show, we'll be waking up together and we're going to just plan out our weeks, really get things in order, and hopefully the rest will fall into place. But for now, we're going to get some cool tunes going for you, and then we'll get into deep existential conversation with young Reedy Cohen.
I want you.
Turns out I was Bruce Willis the entire time.
I was waiting for someone to
Yeah, well, that'll be mentioned a few times. I was bred the whole time. Point is, Metal World Monday news alert. News just in. We're directing this towards Ariel. Michael Kors is bidding to buy Versace. You love fashion. Your thoughts. Immediate raw emotional reaction. Designers make it work.
Why would a beer company want to buy a fashion
brand? Of course.
I drink it.
No. We're not allowed to endorse products on the show who haven't paid us previously, so...
It's not an endorsement because my character is poor.
Okay, very strong. So how do you feel about this, Ariel?
I don't know, they just seem very different to me.
I think it's going to mess with their creative vision, and
I would agree with that.
My stomach. In other news, read, New York spending $800 million to fix the bus system in New York. Is that enough?
I don't think you can put a price tag on the amount of pain, sorrow, and frankly, confusion.
Mm-hmm.
The bus and other transit systems.
It confused me this summer, let me tell you.
Oh.
I cried quite a few times trying to figure out the bus
system. That was separate. That was a separate thing, though.
No, I think you're remembering
you
a different cry.
You just happened to be crying on the bus.
No.
The bus is where I go to
cry. I think you're thinking of something different.
Okay,
Thank you.
The bus is the one place you can cry where no one will bother you.
That's good.
They see you crying.
Reed's mom's afraid of the subway.
Well, I told you that in confidence.
And now the whole world
knows.
Randy, if you're listening, I tried to not tell him. He beat it out of me.
Geez, guys. It's just an honor to be back. We've got a lot of King Cruel. I'll get my head down in my mouth shut. You know what I'm talking about, Reed. Reed, I can't see you. Can you move, like, here?
There
you're
we
just
go.
Hiding behind the computer.
We're getting
you know these
real
moves.
Cozy.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed, frankly.
Gosh, I wish I could say there was an agenda for this morning's show, but we're really going to let it just flow out of
has
us.
Has there ever been an agenda for this show?
Yes, there has.
Name one.
Okay, one time we did 2006, and we talked about middle school.
Okay, that was good.
I was not in middle school in 2006.
Embarrassing.
I don't think I was either.
Well, what's middle school? Elementary school? Is that the same?
I wasn't in middle school when I was 9.
Yeah, you are. Are
middle
you not?
School. Are. That's middle school.
When you're 9?
Not in New York.
When you're 9?
Yes.
You think I'm mature enough?
That's 4th grade. I guess it's elementary school.
Yeah, clearly.
I was 10, though, so sorry, loser.
Damn.
Anyway.
Oh, we forget that he's older than us.
Yeah. You guys don't respect me near
enough. We're also not
I shouldn't
the same
even
age.
Be talking to
we
you.
We are guys. Also not the same age. That is also true. Never mind.
Ariel is 6 years old, and she's in college. She's a brainiac. Congratulations, Mom and Dad. you did it.
I skipped middle school.
Little baby genius. Could be a good movie.
That's what they call me.
All right. We're going to play Electric Guest. I'm a big fan. This was a big song of my summer, although I think it's not that recent of a song. Point is, we're gonna rip into it.
Thank you.
Welcome back, welcome back. Ariel, Millennial Alert, texting on the show.
I'm actually promoting your show, so.
If you're using the hashtag tonight, please use hashtag incapable of living in the moment.
Also hashtag morning.
Morning.
Morning time.
Point is, we were just talking about 2006, and you guys went to camp because, you know.
Because what? Yeah, finish that sentence.
What's the end?
Point is, you know when you go to camp and you come home and you have to tell all your friends that you had a really hot camp girlfriend or boyfriend, but you didn't? There was a song written for those of us who can relate to that. I never went to camp.
I can relate.
Yes, there you go. So this song is called My Real Girlfriend. I want you to just listen to the lyrics really, just really quickly. For like, we'll listen for a minute.
Not to brag, I've got a girlfriend. Yeah, she's my Valentine. She's like the hottest girl. She's so pretty, she's all mine. People ask if what we have is real. She's so cool, she's got a pool. She just goes to a different school. She's a model, you don't know her. She lives in Canada, where it's colder. I'm in love, and you're not. My real girlfriend's really hot. On the very first day of camp, I held her hand and we made out. She's even hotter than her twin sister. I show a photo, but she hates pictures. Her daddy owns the Maple Leafs, so he bought us from her seats. It was real, not pretend. Now Austin Matthews is my best friend.
Where it's colder, I'm in love, and you're not. My real girlfriend's really hot. I just thought we could all relate to that this morning.
I'm still dating my camp girlfriend, actually.
Yeah, can we see a picture?
She doesn't have a camera.
Yeah, she's a model. Point is, I'm not sure why that came up, but it popped into my head. Oh, that band, Pup Punk, if you're interested, played at House of Blues last weekend.
Did you go?
No, I'm upset.
You
I'm upset.
Huge missed opportunity.
I missed out. It would have been a huge blast, but no, couldn't do it this morning or this weekend. Point is, if you're interested in them, they're actually a Barstool band. So, tricked you, Tufts. I got you listening to a Barstool band now. I will be kicked off the air soon, I imagine. Other than that, we've got some Empire of the Sun that we've been rediscovering again. Just
some would say rediscovering.
I don't think anyone would actually say that.
Reed can't read. Reed can't read. Reed's getting haunted from his past because he can't read.
I have a reading disability.
He has a reading disability.
Should we talk about it together?
Good luck with your daily struggle. All right, I'm just playing music because we're not ready this morning. We might do karaoke later.
For the thrill of it, thrill.
We're back.
Missed us?
I did. I know. It's hard when we go away, but we're we're always here until 9 o'clock. We'll be here for you. We were talking in studio as we do. Believe it or not, we don't just go silent when we turn songs on. We speak to each other. That's a little insider industry secret for you guys. Just want to give you a peep behind the scenes there. We're going to bring back one of the fixtures of this show. It's called Drake and Drake. Heard of it? Oh, if you don't know the premise, it should become obvious pretty quickly. So hold on. What's happening?
I'm nervous.
This is...
So am I.
This is... I don't want to say worst case scenario, but my computer is broken.
Uh-oh.
We gotta find a way to make Drake and Drake happen.
In the meantime, Reed and I are best friends.
How dare you? Pete and I are best friends. Reed, I have one best friend.
No, I'm best friends with Pete.
I have one best friend, and it is...
It's not Reed, actually. Your best friend is not Reed, and you've made that very clear to me.
I've never said that.
Yes, you have.
I would never say that.
It's Pete DeWort.
Wow. Pete DeWort, if you're listening, you are a lucky, lucky
that.
Man.
She's right.
I am right.
I will find you and have a conversation with you about this.
I just had to go straight to Drake. Oh. Reed, you have to sing.
I found a way.
Take the low notes, I'll take the... If you open up. I took the low notes.
We can only go through low notes. It's gonna take some time to realize.
Also, Madison Dahl is listening right now, so this is a shout out to you.
Shout out, Madison.
Shout out to Paris.
Always be picking you up when you're down. You just turn around.
Wow, it turns out this song actually goes for 3 minutes. There was more.
That's a long song.
Wow. I don't know what Drake is appropriate to play on the air. So let's just... It's an implied Drake and Drake, I would say.
Open up your mind.
This is the only Drake that wasn't explicit. And we have to play a little bit of Drake just to make it Drake and Drake.
Right, that's how this thing works.
You have to balance the Drake out with the Drake.
Other than this, though, what is another fixture of this community?
I don't know. Every time I close my eyes, all I can see is Drake in my left eye and Drake in my right eye.
Which one's right, which one's left?
All right, we're going to get back to our normal scheduled program. Thank you for listening to Drake and Drake. It is at the half hour. We'll hit you with the PSA later, so we'll drop a knowledge bomb on you morons.
Septic to the soul to hold you.
as I fall from this home as a feather into your pocket where I want myself.
Welcome back to Meta World Monday. My name is Reed. Pete is currently indisposed, and he's asked his best friend and co-host, which is myself,
yeah,
to take
okay.
over.
Okay, I don't think that's how he described you at the beginning of the show.
But he may not have said it with his words, but he said it with his eyes.
Yes.
And we all know that's how you transmit communications over radio. With the eyes.
With the eyes. We're just staring at each other right now. Locking eyes, actually.
It's freaking me out. You're telling me way too much.
It's making me really nervous.
Anyway, I'm going to prove everybody wrong. But I need to prove that I can read. Fine, you want to
so,
read
it? So, Reed has the PSA in his hand, but actually, Pete prefers that I read the PSA because of my lovely radio voice. Okay, here we go. Are you annoyed by all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport? I am. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplane noises from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. That's awful. Poor neighborhoods. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org. This is a public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I just want everyone listening to know that I could have also read that. I do know how to read. I've been reading for about 2 years now.
That's really important. And I'm glad that however many listeners we have now know that about you.
It's 100, so.
Wow. Hello, 100 listeners. You now know that Reed can read for the past 2 years.
2 years and counting. Just got my 2-year chip yesterday.
That's really exciting.
We're gonna change.
What song should we play next? We still don't have Pete. He just kind of left us here. This is our show now. What should we call it?
Reed, Pete's best friend,
Reed,
and a different person.
A different
well.
Person in the room who can read also. They both know how to read.
Anyway, welcome.
Two dudes who just know how to read?
Oh, okay. Two dudes who just know how to read.
Welcome to Two Dudes Who Just Know How to Read at 8 a.m. on a Monday. We will be with you every Monday at 8 a.m. We're taking over Metaworld Monday. It no longer exists.
And with that... Here we go.
Do we know how to play a song?
My sandpaper sign engraves a line into the rust of your tongue. Girl, I could have been someone to you. Would have painted the skies blue, baby blue, if you knew. You swim my way, girl, I've got no chance, nothing to say, girl, but stay here for a little while. If only you could see my shadow crossing your path, it won't be the last day. She was bobbing, I was bobbing. My heart was stopping, she was bobbing. Ah,
God, I'm talented. Sorry about that just burning trash fire that you guys had to listen to for the last 10 minutes. I'm back. I'm a warm blanket. I'm a weighted anxiety blanket for the greater Tufts community and Boston and potentially the world.
Whoa.
I'm a protector of the night.
Someone write me a prescription for 25 cc's of Peter Straub.
That's actually not a bad pickup line. Something's there.
We can work with it. I don't think that's it. But
I forgot to take my medication. It's you.
We're getting closer to something.
Oh, we'll figure it out one day.
We can continue to workshop this idea for now. Call in with your best pickup lines, and then we'll give our favorites after this song. My darling, I can't
we'll be right back.
Hey, Ariel, you dropped something.
My jaw.
That's a pretty good one. What do you got?
You didn't come up with that, though. Your friend did.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Mud says, is that a banana in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
Wow.
Thank you, Isaac Mudge, for listening in
The
greater Medford area. Anything else? I mean, I told you guys to think of something, and here we are.
Oh, God.
I got one, but it's so good. I don't know if you guys are ready.
Okay. I stopped the music so you could say it.
Okay.
It better be appropriate, too.
Here we go.
Are you an angel?
Oh, God.
Because...
Oh.
You're scary and I don't believe it.
That was really bad. Embarrassed just to know you.
To be honest, I forgot that I was supposed to think of one.
Oh, how about you, Ariel? Did you think of one?
I have two
of the worst guest hosts
Sorry.
In the entire world.
But good co-hosts when
true.
The host isn't here.
Kendall Dubak just let me know that she said, you got a voice like butter, and I can't tell if that's a pickup line or if she's just being nice. I'm coming up with something.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, you know what? We just need more time. No one hates more tunes. Reed will be escorted out of the studio for being so, so, so bad. And he can't read.
Reed
and I are now officially Facebook friends. It's Facebook official.
Bringing people together. That's the mission of Metal World Monday. Happy Monday.
Da 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 da. said the trouble is, it's just so obvious. I still see all the lines of surgery remnants, where you cut away, left your flaws behind in the ether. Face of puzzle pieces that don't fit together.
Me, Pete. Oh, there. Hey, Mom.
Dad.
I don't even think my parents are listening. They're so disappointed.
Oh,
sorry,
God.
I don't play sports, Dad. Speaking of other shows we were talking about before the break, Velvet Elephant is back for its, I want to say, third season. I've never listened, but I hear people around the world listen.
I listen.
I don't listen to any shows besides my own. I want that to be very clear. I think it's
at least you're honest about it.
Yeah,
that's all we can ask for.
After every show, I download the tapes. I listen to it. I critique it. That's how
you're
we
narcissistic.
Get better. No, I'm driven, like Tom Brady. I know
just
the comments like,
Tom like
that
Brady.
Go very far around here. As long as you bring up Tom Brady once a show, viewership is through the roof.
People around here,
we just gained
like
five new
Brady
listeners
Bunch.
As you said Tom Brady.
Honestly, I'm checking the tapes, and we did
Marcia,
actually gain listeners.
The kids.
Oh,
did I,
you're
Alice?
Such a Marcia. Me, personally, I'm a Rachel. I think you know that. Not Brady Bunch.
And I am Barney.
Yes.
You're definitely a Rachel.
I am such a Rachel.
Such a
told.
Rachel.
I know. Sorry, I am elite, you know, just like Rachel. I watched that show, and I've seen it more than once. I read all the Gossip Girl books once.
To Ooh. Impress your middle school girlfriend.
Yeah, that's correct.
You wrote them or you read
Oh,
them?
We've got a caller. Let's go. Answering
We've also
the
definitely talked about that girlfriend that he impressed in middle school.
Yes, we'll talk about that
before.
After. Hello, caller. You're live on Metal World Monday, live on a Monday.
Oh, this is so exciting.
No! Hi, Kevin.
Yes!
You hang up that phone right
Oh, my God.
I gotta call in, you know?
This is incredible. Can you just introduce yourself to all the people listening out there?
Yeah, guys, it's DJ Kenny B. Velvet Ellie goes live today, 5 p.m.
Oh, my gosh. You come and give a shameless plug for your own
yeah,
show
are you calling?
On my show?
It was
Absolutely not.
No. I will not
no.
have it.
No.
Cut her off.
Bye. And I'm actually going to hang up.
You actually did.
She's going to be upset about that. But no, she comes into my kitchen with that nonsense. Absolutely not.
I made it very clear that this was a one cook kitchen.
This is a one cook kitchen with three cooks. And you are the sweetest chef. No. I will not listen to it. I won't hear it. I think that was one of the more disrespectful things that's ever happened on this show. And I want to apologize to the viewership. So,
if you have any concerns about what just happened, definitely call in.
Call in. I'm hurting too, and it's
and
important
we're here for you for another
conversation.
How many minutes? I can't add.
7 minutes.
Yeah.
No, for real though. Shout out DJ Kenny D. I'll do the plug for you. 5 o'clock today. Velvet Ellie. They play all sorts of tunes. Jenna's on the show. I don't know her DJ name
or her last name.
Wittich. Excuse
but
me.
She seems very polite.
Jenna Quidditch.
Jenna yes. Quidditch. Speaking of sorcery, we have to get off the air.
Speaking of sorcery.
Speaking of segues, the point is...
Speaking of segues, I love them.
I love them, and I hate walking, and I have
type 2
diabetes.
We walked all the way here. We did walk all the way here.
And it took 20 minutes.
It was a grueling walk. A
very long time.
Because I had to have an internal debate about if I should get donuts or not. Cole's picking us up, by the way, in a car. Never walk again.
DJ never walk again.
DJ never walk. DJ no request. Okay, we're going to play some NESCAG grads. Heard of them? They're quite popular back in New Zealand. We are back, likely for the last time this morning, but wow, it's been a pleasure getting back in the groove with all of you. As always, thank you to Ariel. And I haven't left anyone out. Point is...
thank you to me.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
To Ariel. She makes the show every week, week in and week out. Reed, I wanted to leave you this morning, but you were too fast. Shout out to Cole for blocking the car in, so we had to walk. We had a real brisk walk over here.
I had to wear a sweatshirt, a long sleeve, and a jean jacket.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. And all, as always, this show is sponsored by Segway. Segway, why walk when you can Segway? segueing into the end of the show, we have a... This is just episode one of a very long season. Please be tuning in with us. In the meantime, you can check out... World Pete on Instagram or metalworldmonday.com. Look for merch coming out. Metal World Family sweatshirts are coming out soon. Season 3, SZN. We're going to play one more song for you and then make way for the next DJ.
Also, it's Sukkot, so shout out to the Jews who are celebrating
today. Yes. Shout out. Shouts out.
Also, I have a reading lesson after this, so we could hurry this
yes,
one
yes,
up.
Yes. We have to move on.
Yes, Reed has to get his reading lesson, so let's keep going.
As I'm giving always, it, not receiving.
As always, this has been Metal World Monday. Thanks for listening.